synced all of my podcast feeds into this new app. But there are things about this app that I either don't like or don't understand. One being that, for example, let's just take Big Fatty's podcast, for example. After I synced my phone this morning with all the latest episodes, I went to the podcast app and it said there were 46 episodes. That must be all that Big Fatty has in his feed. But it said that there was like, I don't know, 7 that I had not listened to. Well, I know that I had only missed 5, at least that I can think of. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, 5 that I had missed, but it said there were 7 new ones. Well, I tried to figure out how to delete them or mark them as listened to, because what I did was I went to my iTunes and I marked the ones that I had already listened to. Actually, I deleted them and then synced my phone again, and it still showed up that I hadn't listened to them. And I'm thinking that there must be a glitch in this new app because it's not taking what's in my podcast list on iTunes and syncing it, you know, all the information with the with the podcasting app, because it still shows that there are episodes I haven't listened to. So I don't know what I can do to fix that. I don't understand that. Also, the interface, I don't know if I like the interface. I mean, it's kind of clever with it. It shows a tape player, and you can see how much is left to listen to, and you can control the speed by either tapping on the turtle or the rabbit. Of course, I listen to Big Fatty shows on the rabbit.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
There are things about this that I either don't like or don't understand.
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1220. The BFO for Monday, the 1st of October, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, which began on Friday with something in the P.O. box. Hello, phonies. Big Fatty, why are they phonies? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Oh, dear Gussie, did you remember to say rabbit, rabbit? Big Fatty, I hope they did. So, I hope you had a lovely weekend. Y'all, you know, it's the full moon. It was the full moon, and oh, dear Gussie, that usually means that terrible things happen in Walnut Hills. Big Fatty, please. But anyway, y'all, Big Fatty had an okay weekend, and y'all, I am sitting here right now in honor of Moose P. Moose P, you know, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. Y'all, I am sitting here with a large glass of red wine. One moment, please. And y'all, I'll be enjoying that on my Sunday evening. And y'all, I'm gonna be watching the big run because it debuts tonight. And but y'all, before I do anything else, I've got a Big Fatty. You're supposed to play music before you talk about the weekend. You're right, Poodle McNoodle. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, it was quite the weekend, but y'all, let's just see here, last time I spoke to you was on Thursday, and y'all, Friday was a busy day in the coal mine. Larry Clyde was very busy, and Big Fatty had to attend a meeting on Friday for him. And, y'all, just lots going on, and, you know, I had been monitoring the intertubes closely on Friday because y'all I originally ordered my own 5, y'all, they said it was going to be delivered on the 5th of October, and y'all, then all of a sudden it was going to be delivered last Friday, the 28th of September, and y'all, as late as what was it? Wednesday. It was still in Hong Kong. Big Freddy Hong Kong. That's fooey. And it arrived on Friday, and right after lunch, I went and picked it up, and brought it back to the coal mine, and I charged it up, and then I attended a sports ball banquet on Friday. I'm having another little sip of wine here. And but before I went to that, y'all, I came home and I synced up the new iPhone and activated it, and y'all, it works like a charm. Works like a charm. And I'm going to tell y'all something. You know, Big Fatty moved from the 3GS to the 5, and y'all, the speed is just absolutely absolutely unbelievable. And y'all, everybody I showed it to, especially the folks who got the 4GS, y'all, they were very jealous. Very jealous to see how thin the iPhone 5 is. And y'all, they all wanted to touch it. And y'all, I listened. you know that John Hong, he did a little show with that Big Ricky. And Paul, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, they talked about getting there on the first day of issue. So, y'all, I listened to that little show with great interest, you know, just to hear what they like and what they didn't really care for. Y'all, one of the things they didn't like was the maps. Y'all, I don't ever use that, so I don't think that'll be a problem for Big Fatty. But, y'all, the other thing that they did not like was the podcast app. Because, y'all, evidently in the iOS 6 upgrade, it moves the podcast out of the music icon on your phone and puts it all over in the podcast app. Well, y'all, I had not cared for the app either. And so I'm like, well, Big Freddy, maybe. But y'all, the thing that was odd was that when it all transferred over, y'all, the podcast was still showing up in the music icon. You know, that's the orange box with the note, the the note in it. And y'all, it was showing up there, and I went like, y'all, that is some barbecue poke and some sunflower seeds. Big Fatty, that's an odd combination. Y'all, I've got some soup. I've got some vegetable beef soup on the stove right now. I may have a bowl of that when I get finished. Although, y'all, it's too humid for soup. But, y'all, I had to make it. And anyway, but they were showing up there, and then, y'all, I looked, and the podcast app had not synced, and neither did the BFO app. And, y'all, I couldn't figure out why some of my apps synced and others didn't. But, y'all, I went over, and I was messing around, and I noticed in the iTurds that it wasn't those two were not checked, so it wasn't it was only syncing up things that were checked. And so, y'all, I I checked them both. And, y'all, as soon as I did, and I launched the podcast app, and all the little shows loaded right up in there, and, y'all, then they had vanished out of the music. And I thought, well, that's no good. And so, y'all, what I did, I went back and I unchecked the podcast app, and I threw it away off the new iPhone. And then I resynced it all up, and, y'all, the podcasts were back in the music. So, y'all, clearly, if you just throw that damn podcast app away, you still get your little shows, and you get them where you want them. And so, y'all, that is Big Fatty's iPhone 5 tip, is to just throw that damn thing away, and you'll be happy with it being the good old day. Yes, Big Fatty, more wine, please. y'all, Let's see. So I did that. I did that on Friday. I went to that banquet. And y'all, I got home about 9 p.m. in the evening. And I came in and went to go to bed pills, you know, for the cholesterol and all. And y'all, I went to get me a spoon to take my apple stack because I take that with it. And y'all, all of a sudden, I'm sloshing through water, and I'm like, Big Freddy, not again. And y'all, I couldn't believe it because they had come in and put in a new garbage disposal here in the Fat Cave. But y'all. And I thought, well, maybe it's come loose, and but y'all, there was no dripping underneath the sink at all. And y'all, then I looked, and there was, you know how, you know, when water kind of goes everywhere, it leaves kind of a film? Well, y'all, the film was all over the top of the sink. So, y'all, it had come up through the drain and poured over the side of the sink and all over the floor. And y'all, it was a mess. It was a mess. And, y'all, I was mad as a snake. I got towels out, and I had my rugs in the kitchen. I put them all in the washing machine and got the mess all cleaned up. Y'all, there's water everywhere. And, I washed all of them, threw them in the dryer, and y'all, by the time I went to bed, because I kept monitoring it, because I wasn't sure what was going on. Well, when I went to bed, y'all, there was no water in the sink. There was a little bit still in there when I got home, but y'all, by the time I went to bed, it was all gone. So I thought, well, that's lovely. And y'all, then I got up Saturday morning, and there was water all over the floor again. And I'm like, dear Gussie. So y'all, I had to call the Fat Cave plumber. The Fat Cave plumber, and y'all, it took him a little while to get over here on Saturday morning. And y'all, I hate to do that on a Saturday morning, but y'all, I couldn't live with this unknown problem. And y'all, I had taken the plunger and tried to see if it was stopped up or something like that, and nothing was working or anything. So anyway, I cleaned up the mess again on Saturday morning. And the plumber came in, he tried to do the plunger also, and I told him I'd already tried, but, you know, he is a professional. And, y'all, finally he had to go out and get some sort of mechanical thing, and it was grinding and, you know, and, y'all, I have to say, it probably took him a good 45 minutes to get it resolved, but, y'all, it has been resolved, and there's been no other incident. Of sink overflow, and y'all, because you know the sink overflow is no Big Freddy, it's vulgar is what it is, and so y'all, I cleaned it all up and washed the towels and rugs again and all, and so but y'all, it seems to be fine now. Evidently, when they went in and put the new disposal in and put a new pipe in to connect to the drain. Evidently, something got caught in there or something like that. And who knows what the problem was. But anyway, what was happening, the people that live above Big Fatty here in the Fat Cave building, y'all, they, every time they would empty water down their drain, it would come down to right below Big Fatty's drain, and then it was blocked, and it would back up, and, you know, it would back up into Big Fatty's sink and overflow. And, y'all, they didn't know it was happening or anything like that. So, anyway, it's all taken care of now, and it's lovely now. And y'all, I had been invited on Saturday night to a sports ball, highfalutin suite, and y'all, I went in there, and it was highfalutin, all right, y'all. They had liquor, and they had food, and there were all kinds of people in there, and Big Fatty had a good old time visiting with people. Y'all, they did have a lot of political placards and signs and all up in there, but y'all, I don't like to get all political and everything like that. So y'all, I kept my mouth closed and y'all, the sports ball game was horrible, horrible. So I ended up leaving early and everything, but I thank my host for inviting me and everything. And y'all, then of course I went on Friday night, not Friday night, Saturday night. Y'all, I met Granny and Miss Porter there,
And y'all, since I had had something to drink in the sports ball suite, y'all only had one Tangerang and tonic. But had a good visit with Granny and Miss Potter. Y'all, and believe it or not, there were no medical maladies with Granny. And then y'all came home, and I just slept like a baby. Y'all, I did get an e-letter from my old most regular gentleman caller on Friday asking what I was doing this weekend. But y'all, you know, since I had several things on my agenda, I invited him to come by on Sunday. But y'all, I never heard a word back from him. So there was no full moon inappropriate touching over the weekend. So y'all, needless to say, Big Fatty's gonna have to inappropriately touch him to Big Fatty, please. And then on Sunday, y'all, I got up and I went to the Walmart. I had to get fiber, y'all. I was running low on fiber, and that's never a good thing when Big Fatty is trying to drop a call. Big Fatty. But got some fiber, and I got me some, several other things, and y'all, then I went over to the Kohl's, because I had some Kohl's cash, and y'all found a few little things on sale that were marked down, and, I got those, and, then I, went by the Whole Foods, and that is spelled with a W, by the way, and, picked up some provisions. Got me some y'all, they had the good Honeycrisp, I think it's Honeycrisp is what they're called, apple snacks from Washington State out there where that Q Sledge, that Larry, he's out there, and oh dear Gussie, and y'all, I've my clothes, I'm washing my clothes now, and y'all, the buzzer just went off. It sounded like Big Ricky's clothes are ready. Big Fatty. I got the apples, and I got me a rotisserie chicken, and what else did I get? I had to get some more bread. I had to get more of the Ezekiel bread, and got me some chocolate, no sugar added, coconut milk ice cream. Big Freddy. And some strawberries. Got to get them all sliced up so I can munch on those, because, y'all, the strawberries are just delicious. Just delicious. And y'all, then I've been home this afternoon, and I've been catching up on little shows on the TV machine, and I've been watching the Downton Abbey, Rice for Fur Spreads at Daryl in the Novas, set Big Fatty for his celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all are just really enjoying that. Y'all, speaking of celebrating exiting of the birth canal, y'all, the assistant. I heard from the assistant on Sunday, and y'all, I've obviously forgotten to play the music. But y'all, I'm out of time now. But y'all, today, the 1st of October, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for that teaching Thomas. And y'all, it seems like I saw some. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, seems like I saw something on the Twitty that he is out there in the Seattle. Y'all, I don't know if he's sleepless or not. But anyway, so y'all, that was pretty much Big Fatty's weekend between the sink overflow and the other special events of a full moon weekend and having a little wine. Y'all, it hadn't been so bad. Hadn't been so bad. At all. Y'all, and not to mention the island. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday, and I do hope that you said rabbit when you got up this morning. And y'all, in the coal mine today, we will have the official illuminating of the skull.
There are things about this that I either don't like or don't understand.
Well, we don't really like illuminating the skull either, but anyway.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Meh!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.